Hello from the edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
Are you locked into the After Sundown Podcast?
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
Finger man.
Yeah, anyways, materialistic.
Oh, materialistic.
Yeah, what cool. He was on about, like, what you linked to it, the whole material business.
Oh, materialism. Mm.
Let's go with, like, relationships and materialistic things.
Right.
Materialistic things.
What are you saying?
Like, relationship.
Relationships.
Based off. I can't lie, I love presents.
You love presents?
I do. I'm not saying it has to be... Like, it's a very important thing. No, but I do love them. Who doesn't love presents, though?
Nah, everyone loves presents.
No, right. Gifts, you love a cheeky present.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, I think it is, yeah.
Swear.
Giving or receiving gifts.
Yeah.
Both.
What about, like, does it have to be... Can it be... Is it random or is it just, like...
Random, you know, like, it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Some Don's listening right now, like, it doesn't have to be...
Anything
you know,
too much. Like,
you know,
my favorite
like,
gift. I'm
going to
fight Cameron in a minute.
I got you, babe.
You want those Louis
Vuittons?
I got you, girl. You want those
red
bands?
What would you do? What would you do if you're dating, say, for instance, I don't know, a musician, and they, like, wrote a song for you?
Clip that off, yeah.
Don't do that.
I've been hitting.
What if I was what?
If you're dating a musician, they like they I don't know they composed a song for you. They got like they got someone to sing.
Mad.
Who knows? Maybe
that's a
even,
sexy gift. You know, I can't lie.
I don't know.
That's a sexy that's gift. That's a sexy gift. If someone
done
that for me,
I can clip all this out.
if someone done that for me, I'll be cringing all the time. But like,
really, would you?
I'll be, ooh, listen to the person sing. Oh, it's like, ugh.
It is
but
a bit cringe.
The thought would count. I'll be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Big man
thing. The thought would count. The thought would count 100%.
I wouldn't do it in, like, say if I were to write, like, do a song for a girl, I wouldn't do it in public. Because, like,
Alvin,
I think that
Alvin,
I've been in circumstances
in
where...
Public,
nah,
really?
I wouldn't do it in public. Because...
You wouldn't do it in public,
listen,
Alvin? We have a recording saying otherwise. Just saying. Okay.
Trust me.
All I'm saying is...
Trust me.
Yeah, but,
do you know what? No, actually, it depends on what type of song it is.
Exactly.
To be honest.
I think music can lead... Yeah. Music can lead people places.
Yeah, 100%. It would depend on the type of the song. And I think I'd appreciate it, actually. I'd appreciate it. But you know, things like, I think there was like a video going around, it was of a wedding and the groom was singing to his bride walking up. I hated that.
Yeah.
I would hate that too.
Yeah.
I could never do that.
I was like, ooh.
No, I might sing.
Like in my dreams, I can do it. Like, and everyone would scream and shout, but in real life,
I didn't like that.
I sound like Trey Songz.
Too nerve-wracking, I think.
In my dreams,
yeah.
I sound like L. Kelly.
Wow.
Oh my day.
Vocals, bro.
It's okay to dream.
I do like
presents, but it doesn't have to be expensive stuff.
Okay.
Like, I like really nice, thoughtful
things.
Yeah.
But I feel like, okay, not you, but I feel like girls lie about that though. Like, they'll say, like, oh, I don't need anything expensive, but then they'll be like hinting at like lubes and stuff like that. Expensive.
They say lubes or lubes?
Like, don't get me wrong. If you get me lubes, I'd still
What's
appreciate
lubes?
It. It depends.
Like, bottoms.
Red bottoms. Oh, wait, like, if you get me something like that,
What's
yeah,
the price
I'd like it, but it's not something How's that's like serious.
Oh no!
Nah.
This is coming up with lube.
Nah. Materialistic things. I feel like I've been.
Oh.
I've done a couple of bad things though. Materialistic.
Oh, leaves,
yeah.
Materialistically, for the person I've actually
heels,
like loved
heels,
though.
Mm.
Yeah.
So like, I've driven down to London just for like. Have you ever heard of like them forever roses?
Nah.
Like they're basically roses that last for a year.
Last for a year.
Literally last for a whole year.
Hope MCN's listening.
Wow. Now, nah, but like, I don't know. I forgot the site.
They last for a year.
Wow. Now, nah, they're coming like a massive, I think it's like a basket as well. So obviously, like, it's a literally a good velvet basket as well. It's literally nice roses.
How do you say?
So obviously, I went down to London, got them for a night, came back. It's nothing.
Christian.
Oh yeah, that's nice. What's wrong with that? Yeah,
but I feel like that was that. I feel like that is very materialistic. If that makes sense.
Guys, okay. So when you say someone's materialistic, are you saying that they just like nice stuff? Because I do like nice stuff, but I don't think that.
Nice things, but like I'm kind of contradicting myself also because like I would never want to like. Dress up my wife or dress up my girl in like Primark or anything like that.
I just feel like there's levels. Like
obviously you have to show that you have to show that appreciation.
That's
that
what person. The bottoms
are. Yeah. Because I feel like getting something nice does not necessarily mean someone's materialistic. Unless it was a case where you got her something and she was not happy with it because it's cheap.
Yeah.
Then whereas for me, I can't like I'm not even trying to blow my own trumpet or anything. But I generally do like thoughtful stuff. Like I'd rather I get like a bunch of flowers on my birthday with a card and something with something sweet in it than red bottoms and you don't care.
Mm. Nah, red bottoms and you don't care, bro.
Yeah,
I'm like, taking them back, returning them.
Exactly. Oh, mad. I still want red bottoms though.
Literally.
How am I trash? Do you not want red bottoms?
No, I don't want no damn red bottoms, man.
Nah, I'll be sure to get the red bottoms day. Like,
so you're telling me if your girl came to you and be like, no, happy birthday, babe.
I don't like them.
Okay, something that you like that's expensive.
Give me that.
Exactly. Like we all.
I hope so. See, but this is the thing. Like, I feel like things like that. If I were to have like expensive shoes, I'd never wear them. Like
I would.
Would you?
It's for wearing, isn't it?
Nah, it's like,
I don't know that. I don't know.
I feel like it has to be worth it.
To be honest, I did see some shoes that I did like the other day. I'm not sure. I think it was they Gucci.
Oh, Cameron's woman crush. Hope you're listening.
I'm trying to think. I forgot what brand they were, but they were nice shoes, and I think they were like 1,000.
Save up, girl.
I feel like, do you know what I feel like? I feel like I've got £1,000, yeah.
Yeah.
In 50 stacks.
That's car parts.
And I've rubber banded them on my feet, and I'm walking on them. That's what I feel like.
See, when people say like big high prices like that, I think of something I actually want to do with it. Like,
nah, I feel like I'd only spend that much on shoes unless obviously I was like rich. Unless I was rich, but right now I'd probably only spend that much on shoes like for my wedding day or something.
Yeah. Even if I was rich.
I'm not lying. But then my wedding day, I'm wearing those £1,000 shoes. I already know what shoes
are. I'll return them straight after.
Trust me.
Yeah, I might do.
I don't blame you.
I couldn't. I'll go to South Africa, buy you know my snake skins.
Oh, allow it, man.
Go back to South Africa. It'd be cheaper for me to fly back to South Africa.
Big man.
Get those, come back.
Big man, allow it.
Just rent the shoes, man.
Nah, allow it.
I already have them. I have them, but like there, I could get shoes for a decent price. Good looking shoes. Man,
what's the currency in South Africa?
Rands.
Allow the Rands, fam. Just go over here and do the pounds thing. Yeah,
man. £1,000 for a shoe. Like deep it, like that's so much money to walk.
I'm sorry, Alvin, but you're already spending $1,000 on the flight. So
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like I just couldn't do it. I wouldn't go to South Africa, obviously, to get the shoe. If someone's come from South Africa and like, listen, yo, you know the shop, go get these shoes for me.
Nah,
yo, just make a friend, bro. What you mean? Make a friend who knows coming to England. I would,
but like I couldn't. I don't know. I could.
You do know there's a thing called online now.
I would spend that much money on shoes if I was investing on them. If I go, I'm never going to wear these shoes. I'm going to keep them. And then I'm going to sell them 10 years later. Or...
They'll have devalued, but okay. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Some shoes aren't. Like, you know those rich people buy handbags and they're just there. And they just keep the handbag. And you're like thinking, it's some limited edition $12,000 handbag. And you're thinking... And I used to think, why have you bought that? And then it turns out later on they sell it. There's this guy who makes clothes from fabrics of brands. So he'll make, he used an umbrella and Louis Vuitton. It's LV in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Umbrella lining.
You know your brands.
To like to make a pouch, the lining of the pouch, and he used jeans to make the pouch itself, and you're there looking at that and you're like, wow, this is good. He's selling those items for a killing.
For what, sorry?
A killing.
All right.
A killing.
I need to stop being so dramatic.
It's the teacher in you.
It's the idiot in me.
That too. Okay, so I've got a question for you lot. Okay, normal from a girl's perspective. I have to do it first.
Go on.
Like, what do you feel like, as in, girls really go for nowadays in this generation? Girls really go for guys with materialistic things or guys with substance? A guy with a sauce?
Oh,
or substance?
Yeah,
sauce.
I can't lie.
Sauce or substance?
Sauce.
So that means materialist.
Yeah. Not like it means materialism, it means quick witted. Walks a certain way, talks a certain way, licks their lips in a certain way. Whoa. Like, yes, if I don't, like, there's certain skills.
I can't lick my lips at the same time. My lips are too big.
You know, people, you know,
that little take him time, man. Like,
yeah, look, I have to lick them. I have to use my tongue to lick the top one.
And then the bottom one.
It's a whole process. It's a draw, it's just long. Just Vaseline, yeah, that's
it. Okay, I see.
You get me? Because I've got like...
But it's also this thing, like, have you seen those people? When people are talking, they're like, I can't even do it. Yeah, when did that become a thing?
Yeah.
I can't even do it.
No, Alvin, stop.
I'll take you anyway, you know.
Look at you. Look at natural with it.
Nah, X natural, you get me? There's trash tricks are still there.
That is...
We just don't use them.
Since when did that matter?
Nah, the trash tricks are still there, but I just don't use them. It's just creamy hands, bro.
Okay, so sometimes... I don't know. Like, I feel like things like that, though, like someone's persona does matter to an extent.
I would say so as well, confidence.
For example,
it's just like everyone is after the same persona. That's what I don't like.
For example, like when I was at school, my favorite rapper, and I had a serious crush on this rapper for a while, but he was butters like nothing.
I just want to know who he is.
Who is this?
It's Lil Wayne.
I thought she was going to say Sneakbo.
nah.
You thought he was going to say who?
My favorite. So sometimes, you know, people, okay, for example, it's like when you watch TV, when you watch TV sometimes, like you kind of like, when you have it like a TV crush, a crush on the type of person that they're portraying, not the actual person. So sometimes them things there do matter. Like, you can like someone because of their character and not so. To me, that's what sauce means. So sauce doesn't necessarily mean. I never liked Sneak Bob.
My guy.
Never liked. Is he still about?
Yeah.
Mad.
Lil Wayne's older now. He needs to drop the little. He just needs to be called.
He's still little though. He's still short and tiny.
It's true. He can't be 60 and be called Lil Wayne. He's not 60, I'm just saying. When he's 60, he's still going to be called Lil Wayne.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot.
See, that's what I don't like. I don't like that.
Fancied the life out of him.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine.
He was doing that song where I had a serious crush on him, Lollipop.
No one was like, yes, I would. Messy.
These times was like, what, 12?
No. What? You were 12?
I was 12 and I had a crush, a serious crush on him. Yeah.
I said, Mom, can we go to the candy shop?
Like a lollipop.
I had
lollipop. He's my first of like the tattoo.
Yeah.
When did that become a thing? Okay, let's talk tattoos.
Materialistic tattoos.
I don't know. I just,
like tattoos are a thing now. I want one.
You really?
Yeah.
What would you get?
Just like my name though. Something that like.
In case it gets lost.
Wow. no one's a dickhead, you know. Why is no one coming for me?
People get tattooed on their name.
Not my name, but like a symbol that symbolizes my name.
So the B-shot thing, the chest thing.
Chest piece.
Why?
Why? I just like it. I would, I want to. I would, depends on if I would.
So if we were all into tattoos, Alvin, what would you get? What would you get, Alvin?
I wouldn't get.
No, I know you wouldn't, but if you were to, yeah.
I mean, I've never. Come back to me because I've never thought about this and I don't want dead time.
What about you?
Probably something like mad meaningful on like my sleeve or something. Yeah. But then I'm dark skinned, so like.
There's no point.
Like a scar. Nah, big man thing.
I feel like my skin.
I always thought.
There was a time when I really wanted one. I got close what to getting to one.
What was it?
Getting one. Like a lioness here.
Would you have regret?
Typical.
How's that typical?
Bro, do you know how much girls have a lion, bro?
Oh, really?
Justice is bare girl shoulders, man. Do you get me?
Just bare girl.
I say shoulders. Don't try to flip it onto me. Don't try to flip it. Nah, but bear girls lion. Have tattoos. Bear girls have lion tattoos.
No, I always see like flowers.
Flowers, lions, elephants, new one.
Elephants!
Skulls, not candy skulls. What are they called? Those skulls.
Nah.
Those colourful ones.
I would have got a lioness because that's what my last name means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's the bad thing is it's mostly African girls with the lions as well. You know, honestly. Mostly.
I don't know.
He would know.
I'll get a musical
note. What's the word? I ask.
Yeah.
I'll get some music.
No mention. Don't drop me in it. You know.
Masha,
I'll get musical notes.
Oh, okay.
Fair play. That's the musical notes.
But like,
you see, a couple of girls were like, "Alvin, get it, bro."
This is what I always think. If I wanted something that's so sick, I'm like, wow, this is going to be sick on my skin.
Mm.
I always think, but it'll be better on a canvas.
Yeah, that's what I think as well, to be honest.
Would you get a tattoo of someone? You know how people get someone's face?
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
I'll just have it on a wall. We've forgotten that walls exist.
Some girl got it.
That's true still. That's a shout, you know. But I've already got it on a shot thing. I've already got it.
I've already got it on a canvas.
Trying to keep his membership, that's what he said.
They'll sanction you for anything. I agree with it. Come for me. Okay, so why do you agree with this being disfellowshipped?
I'm gonna go. Oh, let me move this mic away from me.
Can you first explain to people what disfellowship means?
Okay. Yeah. Being disfellowshipped means it doesn't mean that you can no longer go to the church, but it means you're no longer a member of the church.
So it's you're no longer same... a member of the family. You're not worthy enough to be part of this family.
I'm not gonna interrupt. It is what it is. Yeah.
Being disfellowshipped, you're not worthy enough to go up there and witness to people anymore because you've done a mistake and you're just not part of the family anymore.
This is what I'm gonna say. I think I used to disagree with disfellowshipping until I started reading Exodus, Numbers and Deuteronomy.
Right.
So God is incredible. Like, we often forget what God did and who God is. There's a point where there's a guy called Korah who organizes this rebellion against Moses. And he ends up being consumed by fire for this rebellion.
Right.
Right. Let's think of another situation. There comes a point when Moses feeds, I think he makes the children of Israel, if I remember correctly, drink gold, molten gold, kills them by that means.
After who did that? Moses?
Moses.
Is that in the Bible? After,
please.
No, no, I'm not challenging.
No, 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 I'm going to check, but I think it is. I think it is. I'm hoping I've got this the right story and I've got it right in my head.
Okay.
But when the children of Israel built the golden calf, what happened? That's how he does that as a result of the building of the golden calf.
Right. Okay.
So those who led the rebellion are cut off.
Calf, yeah,
When Elijah calls down fire from heaven, and God sends fire from heaven, after having asked the prophets of Baal to do the same, and if their God would do the same, afterwards, all those prophets of Baal are put to death.
Yeah, okay.
100%. I'm with you.
That's an extreme example. That's where people have exceeded past God's mercy. And when I say that with no accent. I mean they have their cup of iniquity is full, as it were. As in they have the Holy Spirit. There's nothing. They've made their minds up to the point where the Holy Spirit can do nothing for them.
Yeah,
that makes sense. But now let's come to where the Spirit can do something. Okay, let's say. The reason why disfellowshipping exists and why is
today, Alvin.
Today, oh yeah, I know. I want to put my words correctly. Is so that when someone who's not a Christian looks at what Christians are or what Christians ought to be, they know. Unwaveringly and without waver, what God expects of Christians. That's the sole reason. Because if I'm disfellowshipped, there's nothing stopping. What's stopping me from coming? What's stopping me from coming back to Christ? And we often think of disfellshipping as just for sexual stuff. Guess who was disfellowshipped? John Harvey Kellogg. You know Kellogg's Cornflakes.
Mm-hmm.
John Harvey Kellogg was an Adventist.
Yeah.
Beyond just being an Adventist, he was the best doctor of his time. People like Henry Ford went to see Harvey Kellogg.
Right.
Harvey Kellogg wrote a book called. The book will come to me. Anyway, he writes a book. It'll come to me. He writes a book, basically a book on pantheism. Pantheism meaning. It's the belief that God is pantheism. That God is everywhere.
Right.
As in, is in everything.
Right.
Panentheism, I think, is God is everything. Right. So, in this phone is, that God is this phone. God is. But pantheism is God is in everything, in every substance. In a bullet that's flying to kill someone, God is there. That's pantheism, yeah?
Hmm.
So, he writes this book expounding these pantheistic ideas, which go exactly contrary not to just Adventism but to the Bible itself. Can they keep Harvey Kellogg in the fellowship of an Adventist when he's walking against what Adventism is, worse, against what the Bible is?
Okay.
Okay. If there's an answer to that question, I would appreciate
the answer is no, but the examples that you've given are people that do not believe in God anymore. Do you understand? Like people that they were worshipping the golden calf instead of God.
Extreme
they were
examples.
Worshipping something else. The is it Baal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Yeah, they're worshipping something else instead of God. At that point, they've made the decision to turn away from God. So they no longer physically go to church. In this day and age, do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, in that sense, you can disfellowship them because they've made that choice to take themselves out of it,
mm-hmm.
which falls again with me. That I think it falls with free will and everything, all them things there. Like it's up to you whether you want God or not. Yeah, but mm-hmm. if they've taken themselves out of the church, then yes, by all means, they can be disfellowshipped because they've made the decision not to be part of the family. What I do not agree with is someone making a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the church weighing out that mistake, like how in God's eyes, what is the difference between me getting pregnant out of wedlock and you lying to my face right now? In God's eyes, what's the difference?
There is no difference.
There's no difference. Mm-hmm. So who are we then as the board to then say, oh, she's pregnant, so she deserves to be disfellowshipped? Or he got arrested, so he's getting disfellowshipped and things like that. I do not agree with that. If someone's still willing to be part of the family and still, like, they've made a mistake, but just because their mistake has come out in the light, they deserve to be disfellowshipped. Like, all those people that are making the decision, we're all unworthy. Like, you probably lied before you left your house, coming into church to make this decision to disfellowship somebody else. You probably got road rage on the way to church, cussed everyone with every name under the sun to on your way to church to make this decision, which is what I don't agree with.
You know what?
I'll go after you.
Okay, let me finish.
I believe that church should still have discipline, yes, just like any household, because we're a family in there, still have discipline. So I agree with things like censoring someone for a amount of time, because that's discipline to me, making them think about what they're doing and making them repent from their sins. But disfellowshipping, that can discourage people. I know people that have been disfellowshipped and never come back. People don't come back because, like, I know someone who was, if I got disfellowshipped, I don't think I would come back, because I'd be thinking, like, who are you to tell me that I'm not worthy enough? Like, we all sin, but because I'm pregnant, you're going to tell me I'm not worthy enough when God's already forgave me.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go on.
In terms of, like, I feel like the mistake that the church makes, I think, and people may disagree, is linking the membership with baptism. I've always had that problem in it. And I feel like
when you link membership
to the church, I feel like it's a double blow. So I feel like when you disfellowship someone, I feel like because we put them two together, you're kind of saying, well, you're not even baptized anymore, indirectly, kind of, in a sense. So it's kind of double kind of cutting that person off from God. Whereas we're not, because that person's still technically, like, with God and still baptized. However,
I want to clear up before we even, of course.
I know you're going to clear up, and I know, obviously, like, I know that is not the case.
Yeah.
However,
carry on.
What is not the case is that baptism and membership are not linked in terms of, like, spiritually. Like, one is, okay, you are
taking
the body of the church, and the other one is that you've made a public declaration to God, and it's got nothing to do with the church or the Adventist church. That was just gonna be, like, my comment.
Okay.
Exactly. Do you know what? You're going to jump onto that. But I want to expand on his point. I 100% agree. I've never thought of it that way, but 100% agree with Cameron as well. Like, you can't tell me I have to get rebaptized because I did this sin.
Can I say something? I think it's us weighing sin again
when God just said sin. But it's us weighing it again.
You see? Look. I am sympathetic with something specific that you're saying. The thing that I'm sympathetic with, and I could even say I agree with, is, or the thing that I find bizarre, is that disfellowshipping always happens with a sexual sin. Now that is an issue. But there's a principle, a biblical principle, which is that, and I will look for the text to back up what I'm saying, or I'll look for the text that say what I'm saying. But there's a principle that a sin publicly committed must be publicly acknowledged.
100%.
There's a scientist called James Tor. I'm a massive fan. Wasn't James Tor. it wasn't James Tor. No, no. There's someone else. I know who it was. There's this guy who, I'm just going to quickly tell the story in 3 seconds. There's this guy who, whose brother-in-law, so married to his sister, has an affair. The man has an affair with this guy's sister, leaves the family, gets married, set up somewhere else. And then that relationship breaks down. And then he is single for a while. And over time, he gets rekindled with his children. So he starts having meetings with children. And then over time, he's having dinner with his ex-wife. Or his wife. Men. But hold on. Wow. By the way.
Love this to is come an back. Adventure you love story. To come back.
No, wait. Hold
on, I'm not going to start.
Don't start. You better not.
In Jesus' name.
But look at what happens.
You better over hold time, me, Jesus. You better hold me.
Over time. Shut over up. Time. Shut over time. Not only do they reconcile, they are about to get married. Before they get married, he gets rebaptized. And in front of everyone and the whole church, apologizes for what he did to his wife, the family of his, or his ex-wife, but soon to be wife again. Apologizes to the church for what he did. Apologizes to the church for what he did. And then on top of that, thanks the church for looking after them.
That's fantastic.
No, but hold up. Why did he have to be? Why was he rebaptized?
Because that was his personal choice.
No, not just that. Why does God? Why does there are a few reasons why God requires baptism of us? Mm. When John baptized, he said, "Repent." The baptism was for repentance, and it was like making straight the way of the Lord is what John's mission was. Mm. But he's calling on people to repent. So baptism is number one, a public declaration. Number two, it's for repentance. Mm. Number three. It's for people were rebaptized who were followers of God when they learnt something new. So when a new doctrine came about, look at the Jews. It's fascinating that the Jews are there was no such thing as Christian in the at the beginning of the early church.
I hear what you're saying, but I feel like you're missing out point.
No, I'm not. But the reason I'm saying baptism is not only for the baptism is if you repent.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Lift off. We have a lift.
That's my point. But then this is the other. I was trying to remember my other point. Here's my other point. My other point was to do with I said usually this is only always usually tied with sexual sin. Yeah, it shouldn't be.
No.
For instance, look at Ananias and Sapphira. Who God smote, this is in the New Testament. They die in front of Peter after they have claimed, that after they've said, we've sold all our possessions and all the money from our possessions we've given to the church. A lie, yeah? And there and then, gone.
Mm.
But for some reason, for us, and it's fascinating that Jesus in front of the
you make me forget my point, you know,
in front of the elders and everyone, in front of the elders and everyone, when the woman is caught in adultery, says, I've come not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But he says, no one here condemns you, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Now I agree with you on the point that if someone has made a mistake and goes and acknowledges it as a mistake and goes, nah, this is not me, or this is, I don't want to carry on down this. This is not the track that I want to carry on down. Is it what?
Is this what? Is this in England?
No. It's America. Tiny desk.
I'm telling you, that shit's familiar, but can't. Oh.
But if it
Shut up, Norman. Shut up, Norman. You give me that face. Like, oh, of course.
I forgot my point. If there's censuring that could take place, or sometimes a punishment might not even be needed, because The fascinating thing is God often often punishes us by the consequences of our own actions. Sometimes God doesn't even have to do anything to us. He just goes, look, this is what you've done. You're going to live with the consequences of it.
Mm.
And that's enough to... But it should be a measure that should... that it should not exist.
Mm.
That's what I think. It should not exist. It has a use. It's very useful. It exists for a reason, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
I'll leave it. That's me done for the podcast, guys. Good night.
That's what I've been speaking of.
I hear the whole baptism thing, Alvin. Like, I hear what baptism means and things like that, but again, I feel like it should be a personal choice. I think what Cameron's saying and what I'm saying as well is that if I feel like, okay, mm-hmm. I've sinned so bad, I don't feel like God's forgiven me until I've been rebaptized, things like that's fine. Because at the end of the day, Corinthians just does tell us that when it comes to sin, it's all about your conscience. If you feel like I have to get rebaptized in order to feel, you know, fully forgiven and things but like that.
Doesn't matter. As in feeling forgiven doesn't matter. I've asked for forgiveness, forgiven, and felt not forgiven.
Get that? That's you personally. Do you get what I mean? Whereas with me, I feel like, pardon me, I feel like if I pray, God forgives me.
Same.
Understand?
If I pray, I know God is forgiving.
I've been baptized. I accepted Christ as my personal savior.
Yeah.
I've done a mistake while still accepting that Christ is my personal savior and things like that. And I personally feel like no matter what I've done, if I go and pray and ask for forgiveness genuinely from the bottom of my heart, I'm forgiven. I don't feel the need to get rebaptized. Everything, all the madness that I've done when I was like 18, 19, 20, I genuinely feel no way about it. This is why I share it freely because... I genuinely feel like God's with me. God's forgiven me of everything that I did. But where for some people, they might feel like they have to go to that extent of getting rebaptized. And that's fine. Like, do that as a personal thing. What I don't agree with is just redoing it again just so that I'm a member of church again. Like, I feel like I just can't get that. I just don't understand it.
That's something
like,
I don't have.
You're forcing. Because, I feel like you're forcing.
No.
That should be personal between me and God, and you're forcing me to do it. Like, so. What if I'm doing it just to be say, just so that I can teach Sabbath school say again?
Is I don't have a view on that. I don't have a view on that. It's not something I've studied, so I have no view on that.
Yeah, I just don't think membership should be linked to baptism.
I hear what you're saying.
You know what it is? I think it's not even from what I know of the Bible.
Yeah.
Like in terms of how long the church has been around.
Yeah.
And well, church and baptism are kind of synonymous, isn't it? However, in terms of being like, even being like the term like Christian,
is Old Testament old.
But like submersion. I'm talking about baptism. I'm talking about full submersion.
Yeah.
When did people get fully? You know what?
Being the Red Sea, the passing of Israel through the Red Sea is described as being a baptism.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like the practice,
the formal.
Yeah, I'm talking immersion. About the practice of baptism, immersion baptism.
Okay.
Is only in
John.
So that's why I kind of hesitate. That's why when even the idea got brought to me, I was like, why are they linked? Like, why are they actually linked? Because it excludes.
I'm gonna have to ask a pastor.
It excludes a lot of people that could be involved in church a bit sooner. Like, it kind of excludes them. So then people feel like, oh, in order to, you know, be a bit more involved.
Wait, when you say a lot sooner, what do you mean? As in, like, you mean business meetings and that?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, excludes what? Yeah. Say that again.
It excludes people that would probably like to get involved in church
a lot sooner.
But then I would hear some pastors like, oh, so why don't you get baptized then?
I believe it's
up to a person when they get baptized. And like, you can get baptized as soon as you want to. However, like it's I don't feel like the two should be mutually exclusive. Like I feel like there should be like perhaps like a time you should talk to the pastor about being a member of the church.
I think this topic is worth studying.
Yeah.
And then discussing.
Yeah, let's lock this off.
Yeah.
Let's lock this off.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for allowing me.
Yeah, the voice of that was Norma.
Yeah. I nearly said something stupid.
Coming at me all the time.
The voice that was and is.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, I had to stop myself.
The voice that was and is.
Yeah, Norns.
Thank you for listening to the After Sundown podcast. You can tune in on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer and Google. Like, share and subscribe. You can also follow us on Instagram. Join us After Sundown for Christians, for conversations about real issues, for deep discussions about life, the Bible and God. Join us After Sundown.